Alright, welcome to Train Hot Dog episode of Home Not Sure Really Sure. Our sponsor for the episode is the BART line. We're going to be providing color commentary for the episode. That's the space coast. For those of you who don't know, this is a guy who lives where the space shuttles are, or used to be back when they had them. That was pretty cool. I bet this guy saw some shuttles launched while he was growing up. He says, "Hey, I'm the guy who asked about the RSS feed. It's Marks. To talk to her about the works, and for some reason in my mind, earliest is just kind of blinks 4-2 towards the door for some reason, even though I don't think they're in any way related. I'd like her nest, was it kind of bin. Peace felt like it was. I don't know if not, trying to make fun of people, but maybe I don't know. It's been a while since I've actually liked it, watching Ernest know. I just remembered. If you like stop the shop done by putting using your in it and then also tools not enjoying milk, are you I could crash, yeah. Also, if you get electricity towers, but I don't. I don't know who, accepting good thing or not, either way. Keep up the good work." Well, thanks, Marks. Pretty happy with the electricity towers. And I'm also accepting good thing or not and watching Ernest know.
This is a doublet.
I'm sorry about your nests. So, today's episode is about Nintendo hiring Bowser, and we're going to find out whether Nintendo has hired other characters, so I'm going to search now.
Doors are closing.
I'm just going to give you some context here. Nintendo hires as high-res textures. Yes, good. Browser. I'll search for that. Nintendo hires Browser. Oh, thank you for auto-correcting. So Nintendo hires Bowser as Vice President of U.S. Sales by Christopher Spada. Nintendo hires Bowser as VP of Sales reads the headline on a very real, not fake press release posted on Business Wire today, announcing a new executive at Nintendo. Here's an ad for Poltergeist that just popped up over the thing I was reading. That's good. That's complex.com being a dick. A guy named Doug Bowser has been hired to oversee sales-related functions, in-store merchandising, and real sales strategy for Nintendo. And there's no way you're going to convince me he wasn't hired because his name is Bowser. Screw the resume, forget about the experience, and who cares if he hates puppies? It's Bowser. I accidentally clicked on this PetSmart ad. That's my fault. Disclaimer, we have no reason to believe Doug Bowser hates puppies. But the real question is, how long can a man work in an office where every trip to the water cooler comes with a "hey, kidnap my princess lately" joke? That's the end of the article.
Doors are closing.
So, now we're going to find out. Nintendo high-res textures. Let's start with the coin from Super Mario Brothers. Nintendo hires coin. PSA, today is your last chance to get up. Right, you should start making a list, by the way, because I'm not gonna, and I want to see the results. PSA, today is your last chance to earn a Club Nintendo coins. That was March 31st, 2015, so I guess that's too late. Play coins, the Nintendo Wiki. What is the most coin-efficient way of getting to find me? Junpei Yokoi. He was an actual Nintendo hire in 1965. Club Nintendo. Okay, so it looks like Nintendo has never hired a coin. Let's say Goomba. Nintendo hires Goomba. Nintendo hires Bowser. I guess that we have a hit. And there's Goomba on the Nintendo Wiki. Super Mario 64 is a mystery Goomba that can ellipsis. Okay, I want to know what the Goomba can do. I want to know about this Goomba. Super Mario 64 is a mystery Goomba that can never be killed, nor its coin claimed. Oh, that's why the coins came in. While most gamers have a particular title that they'll play over and over again to a borderline unhealthy degree, not many of us have the fortitude and familiarity with any game to find its deepest, darkest secrets. Some do just that, however, often sharing their ultimately fascinating discoveries with the rest of us. One example is Panacook, I think that's like Danish for pancakes, 2012 on YouTube, with his entire channel pretty much devoted to Super Mario 64, and a few glitches and sometimes facts. Do strange things with a classic game. Yada yada yada. Mystery Goomba and the Bowser in the Sky stage. Goombas always spawn in triangles to accommodate technical limitations. Really? There was a point where one was missing. Naturally, Panacook 2012 decided to get his disappeared Goomba and stomp it to claim its coin. I don't know, and there's a video of him trying to do this and failing. Yes, so Nintendo never hired a Goomba. And
that's the kind of so you got twice as wrong. Yeah, Barcadero Station. Tower Mushroom. Dublin, Pleasanton bound train.
Nintendo hired a band named Bowser, just like Mario's nemesis, well, according to the New York Daily News. And that's not what I asked. NeoGAF thread about the whole thing. You're my power-up, Nintendo launch gaming Valentine's Day. Okay. Nintendo just hired the worst person ever for a high...
Doors are closing.
End boss. Oh, yeah, he's the boss. Yep. Yep. Ludology 101. This is explaining how the power-up in Super Mario Brothers works. How about that fireball? Nintendo hires Kodobo. Nintendo hiring for next-gen console. And it's from 2014. Oh, job ad from Nintendo of America seems to show the company providing a successor to the 3DS. That's pretty cool. And or Wii U. Okay, that's maybe is not as cool. Job adverts are always giving away clues about up-and-coming new games, but it's rare that they give a hint about a company's hardware plans. And yet the listing here is for a senior architect to work on what must be one of the Nintendo's new consoles. The only question is which one. The talk about the system on a chip and low power suggests that it could be a next-gen successor to the 3DS. The job description refers to the worker being for a group responsible for game consoles. And Americans never refer to portables as consoles. In fact, it's surprising that it's such an important role. Okay, this is not being interesting. What it might mean for Zelda. Okay, this is not... Okay. Alright. Try Nintendo hires Kit 2. Blackatoo, Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Blackatoo first appeared in Super Mario Bros. For the NES, where it appears. I just clicked on it and it gave me something entirely different from the summary. Blackatoo, known in Japan as Jugem, however you pronounce that, Jugem. It's a fictional character in the Mario franchise. Created by Shigeru Miyamoto, it first appeared in the Nintendo Entertainment System video game Super Mario Bros., where it dropped enemies called Spinies on the stage. Spinies, that's good for future research. It has a green striped shell, wears aviator goggles, and rides around in a smiling cloud. Nintendo hires Spinies. Nintendo hired a guy named Bowser. Nintendo literally hired Bowser. Nintendo hires Doug Bowser as VP of Sales. Super Mario Kart dated for Wii U eShop. Mario Kart DS Retrospective. That one just has Nintendo as the match, neither hires or Spiny. Spiny Software, PocketGamer.biz. Alright. Nintendo hires... Fuzzy Nettle. Yeah, good. Fuzzy Beetle, Super Mario Wiki. Some Fuzzy Beetles appear in Wendy O'Cooper's Secret Camp. Gallery, Fuzzy Beetle. Oh, I want to look at all the galleries. This is a gallery of images featuring Buzzy Beetle, Super Smash Bros. Nintendo 3DS. I can't look at the gallery because the internet's being fucky. Oh, these are not Buzzy Beetles. There's like a blue guy here. That's not what they look like at all. Alright, I'm leaving this page. Five ways Nintendo changed E3 for the better this year. Do they mean this year? This is uprocks.com, so the answer is, who gives a shit? Create a partner. Paper Mario message board for Nintendo 64. Bright yellow Buzzy Beetle with a briefcase and ellipsis. Oh god, I clicked on the uprocks thing and it finally loaded. No, I'm hitting back right now. Also, it was 2004. Nintendo hires Bluebird. I'm gonna have to search for Blooper 2, even though that's not how it's spelled. Some people think it's, Google is helpfully including results for Nintendo hires Bluebird, so I don't need to search twice. And Nintendo slumps among amid pressure to exit hardware, Bloomberg. That's clearly it. Bloomberg.com, Nintendo of America hires new VP of Human Resources. The surge is limited as planned by develop new Bloomberg. Super Mario bloopers, who let the chomp out? Alright, this is not... Ari Levy. Prior to NBC, he spent 11 years at Bloomberg. Best Nintendo hire ever. Wait, he was hired in Nintendo? Clicking on that. Okay, that's just related news. Game of Thrones blooper reel brings laughter to grim world. There's no Nintendo news here. Earnings Bloomberg. That's the name of the article, and earnings Bloomberg. That's pretty good. Right. Nintendo hires Chief Cheerio.
Next up, West Oakland. This is your final opportunity to transfer to the Pittsburgh Bay Point train. Onboard here, wait on this side of the platform. The Pittsburgh Bay Point
train. The obvious reason Nintendo shouldn't have hired Bowser as VP. History of Nintendo. I should just read this article. It'll probably tell me everything I need to know. Gunpei Yokoi. Oh, it was founded in 1889, so there's a lot of history to read. I should look up what years Cheap Cheap was a common name, because chances are they only hired people like 20 years after that. As a card company, 1972 to present, electronic games. Alright, this does not have an exhaustive list of hires. So this trip might not work.
Board this train as well. Listen for
Cheap Cheap, Super Mario Wiki. Maybe I can go to that MarioWiki.com and see if they tell me when Cheap Cheap was first hired.
Doors are closing.
Oh, he's in Super Mario Sluggers. General information, trivia. They all appear in Link's Awakening. That's not the sort of references. Legends of Localization, comparing the Japanese and North American storylines of Super Mario Brothers. Legends of Localization.com is what it's called. I don't think I know any Legends of Localization, so it's a good thing I'm clicking on this link. Polygon. Nintendo keeps defeating patent trolls in court. That's good. They must have hired some Hammer Brothers as attorneys. That is the first time. Okay, so we have confirmation. Nintendo has hired Hammer Brothers. Top 10 Hammer using characters. Hammer Bro. We've already established this.
But it's funny. You see, right there.
Nintendo. What else is left? Koopa Troopas. Nintendo hires Koopa. Okay, Bowser, Doug Bowser, Koopa Troopa, Super Mario Wiki, the Mario Encyclopedia. Koopa Troopa, it's not a picture of Koopa Troopa. I don't know what that's a picture of. Nintendo actually just hired Bowser to head sales, straight dope forums. Is Koopa Troopa a starting character in Mario Kart Wii? There's a Koopa Troopa plushie. Photos of Mario now available in North America. Koopa Troopa bacon turtle burgers. Mario Kart 8. Yeah, it's not. Okay, Nintendo hired. Okay, maybe. Maybe I need to. Because that was just news about the green Koopa Troopa. And then you hired. Search for red Koopa Troopa, because it's not the same Koopa Troopa. One of them falls off a ledge, and one of them turns around when it hits a ledge. It's a big difference, and I would only hire one of those two. Koopa Troopa, Super Mario Wiki, the Mario Encyclopedia. There's a fully functional, unused red Koopa Troopa that can be found in the game's codes. What game? Super Smash Bros., probably. Since it also says that. Is Koopa Troopa a starting character? Okay, there's a... Thank you for including the picture of a red Koopa Troopa in the pictures. Koopa Troopa bacon turtle burgers, Instructables. Nintendo UK co-promotion with Petit Philophilus Froob. How to draw Koopa Troopa. Koopa Troopa Clash of Clans. Make Koopa Troopa costume. Koopa Troopa game. Koopa Troopa versus Goomba. Koopa Troopa versus Goomba is exactly the sort of thing hiring managers have to decide on. Nintendo hires Goomba. I'm just not even to swipe to spell that, so I'm just gonna type it in. Koopa Paratroopa. Super Paratroopa, Super Mario Wiki. Koopa Paratroopa, Super Mario Wiki, the Mario Encyclopedia. Koopa Paratroopa, the Nintendo Wiki.
Next stop, Lake Merritt.
Master your final Magic, Magic is Master Chapter 1, one new teacher of Mario Fanfare. Bowser hired a new special magic to teach his children. I'm just going to read this.
Passengers traveling to Hayward, South Hayward, Union City, or Fremont.
Greetings, readers. This is my very first fanfiction. Please treat it kindly as an inexperienced with writing. Well, I really have nothing to say now. Let us begin. Warning, this story contains same-sex relation, a.k.a. gay yaoi. This story also contains violent blood gore, rupture of sexual things, incest, and even bondage rape. Please proceed with caution. Disclaimer, I own Nintendo. Nope, kidding. Why the fuck Nintendo owner have to write fanfiction anyway? Every character species, it's the species that are owned by Nintendo. Most, alright, I guess I'm not reading this with those trigger warnings. Are you serious? I'm reading it now. Are you serious, King Dad? Are you kidding us? No, I'm not kidding you, and yes, I'm serious. He'll arrive here within 15 minutes, the King answered. All right. I think it's time to move on to Super Mario Bros. 2. Nintendo hires Birdo. Nintendo says Toads are genderless. Toad and Toadette aren't. But they're not siblings. Nintendo hires Doug Bowser as new VP of Sales. That's the same article. Birdo species. List of Mario-related controversies. I want to know about that. No implied themes. A cult. One issue arose over the English localization of WarioWare Touch. What? Ashley's song. This is not Mario-related. This is disappointing. Okay, yeah, it's about casting a hex with Grandma's wig. Animal cruelty. Mario kills Tanuki. It's apparently... Oh, that's a PETA thing. Yeah, because he's promoting wearing animal fur. He becomes the raccoon, dude. Super Tanuki Skin 2D stars the carrier of Tanuki, a skinless animal who's chasing Mario to get his skin back. The game has the player dodge obstacles in order to catch up to Mario, who is wearing a skin and flying ahead of Tanuki. The skin belongs to an animal. We've got a Oh, Nintendo is saying it, basically saying it's just a game, lighten up. That's good. Use lighthearted and whimsical transformation to give Mario different abilities to make his games fun to play. His different forms of Mario takes make no statement beyond the games themselves. That's a kind of an irresponsible claim to make, I think. Oh, right. Birdo thinks he's a girl and likes to be called Birdetta. He likes to wear a bow on his head and shoot eggs from his mouth. Yeah, That's from like 1987, back when transphobia was cool. Apparently Mario Party 8 was recalled. Oh, we're going to be looking more at hiring stuff. That's the important thing. Nintendo hires Shy Guy. And that's just a phrase. That could happen. I bet Bill Trinan is a Shy Guy. Mario Monster, Monster Archive Shy Guy. Shy Guy Super Mario, the wiki, the Mario Encyclopedia. Play Nintendo Shy Guy. Look at all Yoshi and Shy Guy colors in Mario Kart 8. Captain Toad producer wants to see the character in a variety of ellipses. Why is this game so racist? That's a good question. LA man hired to wear Donkey Kong suit sues Nintendo. Okay, this is close. Someone was hired to wear a Donkey Kong suit. It's in the Daily Mail.
Prevail Station.
Nintendo claims that the suit damaged his health. I totally believe that. That's not even a very good suit. That's probably what damaged his health, which is a shame. Nils claims he was denied breaks while talking to zoo guests and did not get a required ice pack to cool him. Yeah, that sucks, dude. Sorry. Oh, over here. Yeah, so I think we've clearly established there is precedent here. Nintendo has hired a Mario character before. They hired a Hammer Bro to fight a baseless, I get entirely by now, but it was in a Polygon article, so fact checked. I'll see you guys next week.